The Lawrence Russell Show, starring Lawrence Russell. And now, a special message from Roland Barthes.
Nous savons maintenant qu'un texte n'est pas fait d'une ligne de mots, dégageant un sens unique, en quelque sorte théologique, qui serait le message de l'auteur-Dieu, mais un espace à dimensions multiples où se marient et se contestent des écritures variées, dont aucune n'est originelle. Le texte est un tissu de citations, issu des mille foyers de la culture. Pareil à Bouvard et Pécuchet, ces éternels copistes, à la fois sublimes et comiques, et dont le profond ridicule désigne précisément la vérité de l'écriture. L'écrivain ne peut qu'imiter un geste toujours antérieur, jamais originel. Son seul pouvoir est de mêler les écritures, de les contrarier les unes par les autres, de façon à ne jamais prendre appui sur l'une d'elles. Voudrait-il s'exprimer ? Du moins devrait-il savoir que la chose intérieure qu'il a la prétention de traduire n'est elle-même qu'un dictionnaire tout composé, dont les mots ne peuvent s'expliquer qu'à travers d'autres mots, et ceci indéfiniment. Aventure qui advint exemplairement au jeune Thomas de Quincey, si fort en grec que pour traduire dans cette langue morte des idées et des images absolument modernes, dit Baudelaire, il avait créé pour lui un dictionnaire toujours prêt, bien autrement complexe et étendu, que celui qui résulte de la vulgaire patience des thèmes purement littéraires, les paradis artificiels. Succédant à l'auteur, le scripteur n'a plus en lui passion, humeur, sentiment, impression, mais cet immense dictionnaire où il puise une écriture qui ne peut connaître aucun arrêt. La vie ne fait jamais qu'imiter le livre, et ce livre lui-même n'est qu'un tissu de signes, imitation perdue, infiniment reculée.
It's quite a in the same time funny and paradoxical, because at the same time that the women were reclaiming the gender, the flesh, the body behind the authors and reclaiming they were female painters, they were female filmmakers, they were female writers. In 68 and 69 were the big and famous and mythical text by Barthes, Death of the Author, and Foucault, What is an Author? And both were reclaiming the death of the author in for the good of the birth of the reader. So at one side it goes with what feminists was expecting, meaning to kill the author and to get rid of this patriarchal figure of the genius, the male author. But at the same time it was destroying what the location the feminists will need, occupy and act as if author were their location. So it was this kind of twist in the time. I think it's kind of funny when you reclaim to be an author finally, well, he died. It proved that the women of feminists, they were always on too late in a way. When they reclaim the author, well, it's not on fashion anymore. It's like, okay, you cannot reclaim, I mean, you're too late, you are old fashioned. And so that meaning that the women are chasing the figure of the author for centuries, because before it was God, and then it was the biology, you know, the man pregnant of his own work, and then it was the existentialist and the conceptual author, and then it was something else, and then it was something else. So they are chasing the figure of the author, they are always behind. But the same way, paradoxically, I think it's nice that we as, if we say we feminists, or if we say it, we are women now, we will never get this place, we will never catch it. I mean, we never got the right location. I think this is nice, this always displacing, always chasing, always in movement, always chasing after something we cannot have, make us with a lot of energy and useless expectations or useless movements, and I like it.
I think there's also maybe this kind of a way in which culturally it was kind of encouraging a kind of suicide of the author. You could say that the scenario that would allow for, on a kind of patriarchal side, to claim the death of the author was also the same laxing that would allow other people who weren't traditionally the authors to be able to step forward a bit.
But maybe they wanted also to proclaim their death before the sons are coming, because in 68 and 69 that was really the myth of and the dream of the utopia of May 68, and that was really the death of the fathers after the war and everything. I think so they prefer to do it themselves before it happens to them, because the French intellectual who did not suicide, as you to quote you, themselves in time, they were killed by the youngest. I mean, conceptually, of course, we are talking really conceptually. If you look at the Nouvelle Vague and authors policy, it was la politique des auteurs, it was really, but they are caught also in this paradoxical moment, because they made it more difficult again still to be an author, but at the same time they don't want to be an author, so they lose you in a quiz or in a trap or in a labyrinth that you don't know how can I be an author. Well, never.
Hello.
I hate to be a bother to you, ma'am, but something mighty peculiar has happened down here.
Well, what do you mean by peculiar, Sheriff?
I mean maybe murder peculiar.
Murder?
I told this old fool you shouldn't be coming down here.
Will you zip it up? I'm conducting official business.
And I'm telling you, there wasn't any murder. Those nice little girls couldn't murder anyone, especially their own daddy.
Well, one of you adolescents, please, tell me what's happened.
Well,
some rich fella.
Sheriff, why don't you let the little ladies tell it themselves instead of you interrupting?
Good idea.
Ladies!
Yeah, feminists are still sad and angry towards the French intellectual from the 50s, 60s, and beginning of the 70s, that they never reclaim clearly their link to the feminist work theory. So when they are facing these changes in society, when they want to get rid of the father, of the patriarchal figures who are enclosing the system, enclosing the education, the prison, and so on and so forth, they never reclaim their link to the feminist work and history. But funnily enough, it's like if you turn to the Anglo-Saxon theory, the feminists are using the French intellectual like Barthes, Foucault, Deleuze, and so on in their own practice, because in France and in Belgium, it's not part of the curriculum. You cannot get a diploma in queer study, gender study, feminist studies, postcolonial studies, or whatever. It's still like something you do aside, or just one postgraduate, but it's not part of the theoretical knowledge that is taught inside the university. It's still some marginalized in a way. It's not part of, I mean, if you don't know Marx, people intellectual will laugh at you, but if you don't know nothing about the feminist history, it's okay. Got your diploma, no problem.
Those nice little girls couldn't murder anyone, especially their own daddy. Those nice little girls couldn't murder anyone, especially their own daddy. Those nice little girls couldn't murder anyone, especially their own daddy. Those nice little girls couldn't murder anyone, especially their own daddy. Those nice little girls couldn't murder anyone, especially their own daddy.
The Lawrence Russell Show, starring Lawrence Russell.
Girls couldn't murder anyone, especially their own daddy. Those nice little girls couldn't murder anyone, especially their own.
Would you like to defend me on a murder charge?
Murder? Those nice murder? Little girls couldn't murder anyone. I'm not a real lawyer. I'm in show business.
Well, we may be able to avoid it, but it'll take very hard work and a little bit of research. Are you game?
Name it. I will do anything to stay out of a courtroom.
Those
nice little girls couldn't murder anyone, especially their own daddy.